SH-110C, Shorthand Speed Dictation, Lesson 1, Part 1, starting now. Dear Sir, I have pleasure in enclosing the rent collections for June, which total £3,710. You will see that this is a fall of £211 in comparison with the same period for last year. I attach a list of the outstanding rents owing to us, together with a reconciliation with the previous period and the increased amounts due. We have made every effort to collect the arrears, and only in two cases are we rather doubtful that the money will be forthcoming. Mrs. Winifred Jackson still owes the rent for the last quarter, but, as explained earlier, she is not in a position to pay at the present time. Mrs. Jackson fully agrees that this sum is now overdue, but I understand that she is making every effort to collect sufficient funds to pay the debts which came to light on her husband's death. In particular, the National Assistance Board are now considering her claim, and the last letter received from them seemed rather hopeful. I suggest, therefore, that we await the outcome of the next committee meeting before taking further action. In regard to Mr. James Cork, he still owes the £32 from last year, but is slowly paying off this arrear with each weekly payment. Fortunately, he has now gained employment with the Water Board, and his financial position seems fairly secure. At the present rate, by paying off £1 extra per week, the arrears should be fully recovered by September. If, in the meantime, he receives a wage increase, he has promised to step up the payments by another £1 per week. We have authorised repair work for the period, totalling £420. Again, all the different repair jobs are listed separately. The biggest item is £47 for renewing the guttering at number 17 Crompton Street. I spoke to the builder the other day, and the final cost will certainly not exceed the £50 limit. Applications for further repair work have been made, but most of these are fairly small in nature, with the exception of an estimated repair on number 11 Brighton Road for £89. Since this total is above the £50 limit, we will, of course, require head office authorization before proceeding, so we enclose the contractor's estimate. Yours faithfully. End of part 1.